Explorer Sir John Franklin was 200 years ahead of his time. In 1845, Franklin set out from England to find an ice-free route across Canada's Arctic Ocean, the so-called Northwest Passage. A journey over the top of the world would have greatly shortened the trading distance between Europe and Asia. Franklin never found a way through. Instead, his ship was beset in ice. He and all 128 crew members died during one of the worst Arctic winters on record. If a team of international scientists are correct, traversing the Arctic Ocean may become routine as early as 2050. That's because scientists believe much of the Arctic Ocean will be ice-free in summer by then, thanks to an Arctic climate that continues to become warmer. That bold prediction will likely be included in an Arctic Climate Impact Assessment to be released at an international conference in Iceland in November. Gunter Weller is the executive director of the Arctic Climate Impact Assessment.
The opening of the Arctic is perhaps one of the major, or perhaps the major impact that we have found in this entire assessment. The magnitude of the expected change in sea ice conditions is really pretty extraordinary.
More than 250 scientists from around the Arctic spent 4 years compiling the report for the Arctic Council, an organization of government officials, scientists, and indigenous people from Canada, Denmark, Finland, Sweden, Iceland, Norway, Russia, and the United States. The report is expected to say that the Arctic is undergoing dramatic environmental change as a result of a climate that has warmed an average of 5 degrees in recent decades. Among the changes are disappearing sea ice, melting permafrost in glaciers, and the colonization of the tundra by trees and shrubs. The report also draws on 5 separate computer models to predict the Arctic's future climate. Weller says that while each model offers somewhat different scenarios, they all point to an Arctic with much less snow and ice in the coming decades.
Quite correct, associated with the warming of the Arctic that's expected in the next 50 and 100 years, there will be melting of snow and ice in every form, including sea ice, melting of glaciers, also thawing of permafrost.
Lawson Brigham is an oceanographer and a former U.S. Coast Guard captain. He's also the Alaska Office Director of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission. He says that while all the models predict easier shipping within this century, one model predicts an ice-free Arctic basin as early as 2050.
We're looking at maybe even transarctic shipping mid-century. That doesn't mean that directly through the North Pole, but it might mean north of all the island groups, north of the Canadian archipelago. So you essentially cross the central Arctic Ocean.
Ever since John Franklin's doomed expedition to find the Northwest Passage, European nations have longed for an ice-free shipping lane through the Canadian High Arctic. Recent global warming has rekindled the belief that such a passage might soon be possible. But Brigham says any Canadian sea route likely will be blocked by disintegrating glaciers and seasonal sea ice through the rest of the century. A far more likely passage will be the so-called Northern Sea Route along Russia's Arctic coast.
It is the Northern Sea Route in the Russian side where, in fact, the action is, and where it has been and where it will be in the future. All the satellite trends, all the information does point to more open Russian Arctic coastal seas, 6 months. Navigation seasons are within the realm of possibility of large cargo ships and tankers.
There is, of course, a significant downside. Scientists say a warmer Arctic will dramatically alter the region's ecosystem. At least one Canadian researcher predicts polar bears, which need sea ice to hunt seals, will be all but extinct by the end of the century. The loss of sea ice also will likely alter migration patterns for whales and force seals and walrus to search further for ice to haul out on. These environmental changes are expected to cause hardships for the Arctic's indigenous people who depend on the land and the sea for food. And scientists say melting Arctic permafrost and increased erosion will cause billions of dollars in damage to coastal communities, roads, homes, and other infrastructure across the Arctic. If you'd like to learn more about the Arctic Climate Impact Assessment, come to our website at www.asjnews.org. This is Arctic Science Journeys Radio, a production of the Alaska Sea Grant Program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences. I'm Doug Schneider.